1. Mission of the Princes. The Planetary Prince and his assistant brethren represent the nearest personalized approach, aside from incarnation, that the Eternal Son of Paradise can make to the lowly creatures of time and space. True, the Creator Son touches the creatures of the realms through his spirit, but the Planetary Prince is the last of the orders of personal sons extending out from Paradise to the children of men. The Infinite Spirit comes very near in the persons of the Guardians of Destiny and other angelic beings. The Universal Father lives in man by the pre-personal presence of the Mystery Monitors, but the Planetary Prince represents the last effort of the Eternal Son and his sons to draw near you. On a newly inhabited world, the Planetary Prince is the sole representative of complete divinity, springing from the Creator Son, the offspring of the Universal Father and the Eternal Son, and the Divine Minister, the Universe Daughter of the Infinite Spirit. The Prince of a newly inhabited world is surrounded by a loyal corps of helpers and assistants, and by large numbers of the ministering spirits. But the directing corps of such new worlds must be of the lower orders of the administrators of a system, in order to be innately sympathetic with and understanding of the planetary problems and difficulties. And all of this effort to provide sympathetic rulership for the evolutionary worlds entails the increased liability that these near-human personalities may be led astray by the exaltation of their own minds over and above the will of the supreme rulers. Being quite alone as representatives of divinity on the individual planets, these sons are tested severely, and Nebadon has suffered the misfortune of several rebellions. In the creation of the system sovereigns and the planetary princes, there occurs the personalization of a concept that has been getting farther and farther away from the Universal Father and the Eternal Son, and there is an increasing danger of losing the sense of proportion as to one's self-importance, and a greater likelihood of failure to keep a proper grasp of the values and relationships of the numerous orders of divine beings and their gradations of authority. That the Father is not personally present in the local universe also imposes a certain test of faith and loyalty on all these sons. But not often do these world princes fail in their missions of organizing and administering the inhabited spheres, and their success greatly facilitates the subsequent missions of the material sons, who come to engraft the higher forms of creature life on the primitive men of the worlds. Their rule also does much to prepare the planets for the Paradise Sons of God, who subsequently come to judge the worlds and to inaugurate successive dispensations.